start off with monocots, and then they get, there's this one genus that is a palm feeder that I think Linocris probably hovers around right in that area, but I still yet to see a specimen of that genus, and I don't think Toby has one either, so we'll have to maybe get one online. So I want to say many thanks to all the PBI people out there, and Toby and Jerry for bringing me on board on that project. It was a wonderful experience for me, and thanks to all of you and to the moderators for organizing this tonight.
We have time for questions. Do they look like Paris Centervilleas? Do you want?
You know, all I've seen is that what the images that you have in your Indo. Photograph. What's that?
The crummy photograph.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah.
I think they do.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, they're not that. They're not far from there. I mean, that's probably of the. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's somewhere in that area. That's why I want to see a specimen. You don't have any, do you? I think I've asked you. Yeah. I mean, I would love to, because I mean, they've collected them in spades. I mean, they're when these, like, you know, you will have one collection of vents and 75 specimens easily, and you probably have to imagine that the mounters just got tired, you know, and just like said, I've mounted enough, you know, because it looks to me like the type of thing that probably flocks into these light traps. And it'd be great to go over there and confirm, you know, that they're on the, and I imagine they're on the inflorescences of these palms and just, you know, going to town and getting covered with pollen up there. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Kasia, for inviting me to this talk. This is kind of a different take on imaging technology. The story of BugScope is the story of a different type of field. It's with a novel and strange fauna, very bizarre, even to the most seasoned of insect collector. This is the field of education. Dun, dun, dun. I'm a mentor in high school education. So our field sites are schools. And the screens are the computer screens of hundreds and thousands of classrooms all over the country and all over the world. And so we've done thousands of students, sessions with thousands of students, and they all across the world want to know one thing. They want to know, what does that hair do? They want to know, what does that hair do, and what the small one does, and the real long one, and the dirty one. They want to know what all the hairs do. So I've been a part of BugScope for 4 years, and it's been going on since 1999, and a lot of the credit goes to my co-authors, Chad Conway and Scott Robinson, who have been a part of this since the beginning. So, first, what is BugScope? Now, I know this is an imaging technology symposium, and I apologize for the cruddy screenshot. It looks really good on the screen up here, but anyway.
The Morphite Project at Florida State University, just start talking before even the first slide comes up, the Morphbank Project, we are a biological image database with everything that goes along with being a biological image database in 2007. We're a large team of people, so I represent at least about 12 folks involved. Morphbank just came out with version 2.7. It's a new release for us. It just came out last week. And along with version 2.7, if you're familiar at all with the system, there's a lot of improvements to the features that were already there, plus a few new added things. And what I really want to talk about today, and I hope I don't leave too many people behind, is a new feature in Morphbank where we're exposing data from Morphbank via XML. And XML is a type of markup language where the data and the images, when they're put into Morphbank, if you can mine that XML and look at that XML, then you can suck up, absorb, or read the data in your own database or in your own website. And one of the things I want to try to get across to people is that it sounds a lot more complicated than it potentially really could be. But to first understand this idea, I have to understand a little bit about Morphbank and how we organize our data. which isn't that much different than other imaging imaging databases or other specimen-related databases. We organize our data based on a series of records. So when you upload to Morphbank, you're uploading images. That's the goal in the very end. But while you're uploading images, you're also uploading a bunch of different kinds of data associated with those images. So for example, you upload data associated with the specimen. And in Morphbank, you see these then being displayed on the Morphbank website as a specimen record, and that specimen record is given a unique ID. Same thing goes for images. It's displayed as an image record. That image record is then given a unique ID. Records in Morphbank not only are single shows or records for images or records for specimens, but you can organize your images into collections. Those collections then are a single show, and that collection becomes a record that has one unique ID. The same goes for new with the version 2.7. We have a special kind of collection. The special kind of collection basically gives you the tools to say that this collection of images represents a character, and you can make character state annotations on the images, and thereby actually making a character state annotation on a specimen, a collection of specimens, or a taxon. But this representation that you see here in the Morphbank website has, in and of itself, is one record with one unique ID. You can make annotations to images with simple markup or just text. And you can also make determination annotations. And both of these kinds of annotations then have a single show that's represented in Morphbank, and that single show has a unique ID for that specific annotation. And so I went through that very much to show all the different kinds of records, but all those different kinds of records are then given a unique identifier or a unique ID within Morphbank. And that has a lot of utility, even though it's a swimming pool of maybe unique IDs. But all of the unique IDs are then, when you upload an image, you can add information to that image about views, about specimens, about locations. Each one of those records will then be given a unique ID. You can increase the value of your images by adding more information, including publication information. You can organize your images into collections, saying something about the associations of those images with each other, make annotations, etc. And these unique IDs is when you have your records organized in this manner, it becomes sort of a life science identifier or a unique link back to that particular record. All of our records are made in a uniform way, so all of the links then come back in a uniform manner. The uniform manner would be the base URL, which is always the same. It's always constant for any link back to Morphbank. So this Morphbank /?ID is considered the base. The only thing that changes for any link back to a Morphbank record is that unique ID. So you can maybe start seeing the utility of this, where if you have a series of unique IDs that are returned to you either by manually looking through the database or by if you have an XML or a feed from us, then you can build a series of unique IDs with a base URL, then the ID attached to it, and you can start linking images and records back from your website back to Morphbank or embed them in your own website. An example of this, of linking from one place back to an image record on Morphbank, so you see the Morphbank image record itself, is from a Zotaxa papers, online papers and publications, and this one's an example is from Lilleblad et al., where they have taken, to describe their characters, a large number of images. They deposited the image on Morphbank, made a collection, and then that collection has one unique ID, which then they can link from the Zotaxa paper back to the image collection on Morphbank, which will show all of the images that they used to code that particular character. So where do you find these unique IDs? They're all over. We try to make it as obvious as possible what the unique ID is for a particular image or any other record. So if you're browsing Morphbank and you look through the My Manager, if you're looking at the images, you can see next to the thing that says image is the unique ID for that image. Now, to link from an external website to a Morphbank record, it has that base URL plus the unique ID for that particular record. But if you add on the end, and image type equals JPEG, and we keep images in four different sizes, little small ones to all the way really big ones, If you add that to the end, what ends up happening is you don't return the record, but you return the image alone that you can embed in your own website. An example of this is a key to the Chalcedonia. It's based on Eric Grizel and Mike Schaff's key, a very famous key, from the Handbook of the Art of Chalcedonia. And these images, even though they exist here in the Heimatal website, and you see them on the Heimatal website, these images actually live on the Morphbank server. And it's using the system of the unique IDs to not only embed the image into the web page, but then link back to the record itself. And when it links back to the record, then it also exposes all the collection information and everything else that's associated with that image. All right, so that's the basis of it. If you have unique IDs, if you can think of the concept of the unique ID, with that one ID, you can embed an image in your own web pages, but then you can also link back to a Morphbank record. You can start thinking that that could expand and become even more and more complicated. Now, Morphbank with version 2.7, in this website here, you can see a live demo for yourself. It's the Morphbank development server, but it is actually querying production. So this is live data that you get returned in XML from the Morphbank system. And so XML is extensive markup language, and basically what XML is the same stuff that's in RSS feeds or Atom feeds. And all it does is exists is a tag that's created